Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being the power that opens up the goodness that is prepared for us in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that in Christ we died. And thank you, Lord, it's no longer us that lives now. And the life that we live now, we live by faith in the Son of God that loved us and gave himself to us. So thank you, Lord, that we are married, we are your branches, we engrafted into you. Your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 26 from verse 19 to 25. The disciples did as Jesus had instructed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When evening came, he took his place at the table and dined with the 12. While they were eating, Jesus spoke up and said, "One of you is about to betray me." Feeling deeply hurt by these words, one after another asked him, "You don't mean me, do you?" He answered, "It is the one who has shared meals with me as an intimate friend. All that was prophesied of me will take place, but how terrible it will be for the one who betrays the Son of Man. It would be far better for him if he had never been born." Then finally Judas the traitor spoke up and asked him, "Teacher, perhaps it's I." And Jesus answered, "You said it."
You know, thinking about this, you know, when this happened, and this is Matthew recording it, this is what happened. He heard, and he himself, he must always have said, and according to the word, he said, "You don't mean me, do you?" And then, right at the end, Judas says, "Teacher, perhaps it is I." And then Jesus said, "You said it." You know, so Matthew must have been sitting with this thoughts here. And then as someone that is pushing on to be a Christian, he hasn't got the power of the Holy Spirit yet, not in the fullness yet, because Jesus still has to die. And he would think, did Jesus say, "You said it," pointing to Judas? But then he would think, no, it couldn't be, you know, and he would push it aside. But as the story plays out, later on he would realize, yes, he did hear properly, and that's the right way to go. You don't want to harbor malice towards any of your brothers or your disciples or your any mankind. Pursue peace with all. So yeah, this is interesting. And yeah, we can just see, you know, thinking of how to portray this as something positive and something beautiful. And as I just opened up in prayer there, and we need to realize when Jesus died, we died. Amen. We died with him, and it's no longer us that lives. We must recognize carnality, things of the flesh, everything of the devil being dead, taken away, because why? Jesus died 100%. So 100% are we delivered from everything demonic and every attitude, action, and bad habit. We've been delivered. Why? To live by faith. Faith pleases God. And live by faith. Why? Because Jesus has given himself to us. So this is why we draw close now in the morning. This is why we walk, go into the day, being aware of a very present God that has given himself to us, that is there to show us a way of escape and keep us in the love, as a hen would want to keep his chickens. And that's the picture of salvation, a beautiful picture of salvation that the Lord gave us. I would love to gather you like a hen would gather his chickens. And so we want that. So here we could see 12 disciples. So 11 of them are good and one is bad. And so we can think of ourselves, you know, there is so much more goodness in each and every one of us and in all mankind out there, no matter how many fingers they've given to the devil, there's still goodness. They're still here and not taken out, because the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And so if they're not killed and destroyed, there's still opportunity for them to turn to the living God. And so we got to know God made man, God made us, and he has delivered us totally, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in giving us Jesus. So that's what we got to take hold of. And when there's an attitude or there's an action or there's a habit that we know is not of God, it's of the devil, it is not good, we don't hide behind it. I remember myself in that there with my aggression and justifying myself. The things that I came to realize as sin, I had to see them as sin. I had to see it for what it was and say it was horrible. I don't want it. It's not good. It was good for me to fight it one time. It was good for me to justify myself at one time. But now I've in Christ, I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. All that demonic has been dealt with. I must now behold all is new and press on into that which is new. So that's the same with us, guys. It's while we're still here, there's a time to get put off any attitudes, any thoughts, any bad habits of the evil one, of the past, and just press on into what is the answer for that problem, what is the light for that darkness. And it's a beautiful psalm that I just want to quote for you, and that just run, share quickly. And it's Psalm 73. And the psalmist talks about why people fall away from this goodness, this greatness, and in everything pertaining to life and godliness that we have in Christ. And it's from loving the world. And one of the big problems of loving the world and that is the love of money. And remember, Judas had the money, the keys for the money. He was in control of the money. And you could see his attitude started, his facade, his picture of being a disciple all started to fade when he saw all that money being poured out when Mary Magdalene started pouring it out on Jesus and Jesus's feet. So that's the root of all evil. When we look at this world today and we don't look at Jesus, what happens? Most people want to be these big and mighty rich people. And that's deception, guys. And Psalm 73 points it out. He saw these things. He saw what we see now in the world, the arrogance and the power, and they seem to have no worries, where we got to pray, or we got to trust, we got to push on into the Lord, and then God comes through for us. But what happened, he started despairing, and he started falling away. But then he goes on to say in that, but then he realized that if he would say that they are blessed, that they are right, and everything is good with them, he would have been declaring a lie. But what changed in that verse, in Psalm 73, verses 16 and 17? And when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end. So when you run to God and you don't get rid of these attitudes, actions, things of the world that bind you, you go to God, that's where you see it. And then he sees so beautifully. When my soul was embittered, verse 20-21, when I was prickled in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. You know, the beast is operating out there. We got many people that is walking in his image and likeness, or image and likeness of the devil. But when we turn and believe the wrong things, with that, we are like beasts before the Lord. Nevertheless, and then now, this is the beauty. This is what we've got to take hold of, guys. This is why we draw close. We walk conscious of the Lord. We put off the old man. We take on the new man. And we push on into holiness, because we are married to another to bear fruit to God. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, you will receive me to glory. So So staying in the guidance, staying in the counsel, you receive splendor, glory, a good opinion. Who have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your work. So we stay in the Lord, and we declare his goodness from morning, noon to night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.